Journal, Sunday, September 9th, 2001. Thinking about my class tomorrow, Monday. Imagining that I will play a tape. From Michael Breyer's joke, segment 19. The class will experience the tape coming from the past, even as they form their current state of mind. With me in it, live, face to face. Zero equals one. How can that be? Suppose each side of the equation is multiplied by I. Zero times I equals one times I. What is zero times I? Is it nothing? Is it something? If it's something, can we use it as a conceptual tool? A number? A concept? A way of thinking, an idea, a meme, call it what you will. And if a tool that can be used, must it not be something? Then teach the story of the amygdala. Input of senses to the base brain, processed to fear or flight. Fear or fight. Or shunt to the reservoir of calm. Watch a deer pick up its head at first sign. Then run. Or calmly put head down again. And eat. Out from the amygdala first comes a sign, attention. Followed by one of two commands. On guard to fight. Or look for a chance to run. Hi. That signal, whatever it may be, goes from amygdala to cortex, machine of cognition. And right along beside the signal from amygdala comes input direct from the senses. Is there a lag between? What difference in how we process? Consider the studies of Leduc. Ponder their implications. Eric wants a 2-page memo laid out in memo form. Compromise to process in the speed of making a dream come true. Caution against temptation to mistake fantasy for real. Soberness in the process, even as energy courses through us. Fern wants it too. Its urgency to skip this step that incites fear. That raises signal in the amygdala of my audience. People feel comforted. People take comfort in even partial knowledge of what trip they're on. Knowing you don't know where you're going. Tough trip. Winston Churchill led a nation. Winston Churchill led a nation led so described the free world. Through times of desolation, fear, inspiriting them with a vision of the future in which they'd win. Defeat the Hun, as he so gutturally put it. Predicting that future with assurance. Did he never think we could fail? Did he feel it his mission to cover doubt? Did he manipulate evidence? With which he framed his message. How does the leader speak to his audience? should the form of discourse change from peace to war? How do we determine in which state we are? Is it by signal from our amygdala? Do we look for different leaders depending on which state we're in? An advocate who seeks to win tries to lead opinion right through to conclusion. To opinion turned to action. How can we use fear to take us where we want to go instead of stopping us? Mel Brooks.